to Psalm 46.
请大家继续站立哈，然后我们一起打开诗篇46篇。
I would like just the Mandarin speakers, the Chinese speakers, to read these 11 verses, please.
所以我们只请念中文的来念这十一节。所以我们找到之后，我们诗篇46篇，我们一起来念。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽轰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不摇动。当天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国摇动，神发声，地融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉，他仔细刀兵，直到地极，他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Good strong reading, thank you.
练得非常好，谢谢，谢谢。
请坐 ，please sit down.
请坐，请坐。
How many of you have flown many times on an airplane?
你们当中有可能有许多人常常乘飞机哈，乘飞机。
I want you to think this morning about who you would want to sit next to you, who you would want to sit with you on an airplane flight.
所以我想请你们大家想想看，你如果乘飞机的时候，你希望你是跟谁坐在一起？你最希望是跟什么样的人坐在一起？
Are you thinking of that person?
你有没有想想在你脑子里面有没有这样一个人，你愿意跟他坐在一起的？
Why is that person that you want to sit with your favorite person to sit with?
那为什么你要这个人啊？你最喜欢的人坐在你这个旁边呢？
When you're sitting with this person, how do you feel?
当你坐在当他坐在你的旁边的时候，你会有什么样的感觉呢？
Is this favorite person with you a good listener to you?
坐在你旁边这位是不是他很愿意听你讲话呢？
Does this person sitting with you, is that person a good question asker?
Also, 同样坐在你旁边这个人是不是他会问非常好的问题呢？
Does this person really want to get to know you?
是不是这个人他是很想知道你呢？
And this person sitting with you that you like, does this person never gossip with what they hear you talk about?
而且这个坐在旁边人听见你所讲的东西，他不会去乱传。
Recently, the Federal Commission ruled that there will be no cell phones on airplanes.
所以最近这个联邦这个飞行署发布了一个在飞机上面不可以使用用打电话。
And someone said, this is a victory for people who value a moment of quiet at 30,000 feet.
这个对大家在这很高空旅行的人是一个好消息，因为他们不希望真是在这个高空旅行的时候旁边一直在有讲话的声音。
I like to fly. I've flown many, many, many flights around the world, and I like to fly.
我很喜欢乘飞机，我也乘飞机去了很多很多的地方。
I also like to watch people on planes.
我也愿意很注目哈，观察在飞机上面的这些乘客。
Some are very nervous.
有的人非常的好像紧张。
Some are very tired.
有些人感觉到很疲倦。
I have seen and heard a tired parent with tired kids.
我也看过这个父母亲非常疲倦的父母亲和怎样对待他的孩子。
And guessing sometimes husband, wife, sometimes one of the spouses wants to leave the tired children with the other parent.
他们如果是父母在一起的时候，他们真想把这孩子交给另外一方，他的对方。
And I heard one tired parent say out loud on one flight.
所以我曾经在一次飞机上面啊，坐飞机上面听到啊，有一个啊，做父亲或母亲的有这样的说了非常非常大声的话。
Turning to the children, this parent said,
他对着他的孩子这样说
，Do not talk to me until the plane lands.
不许跟我说任何的话，直到飞机降落哈。
So they really looked at the face and said, "We're not talking."
什么意思？他那看他的脸色就知道我不想讲任何的话。
What we want on a plane are flight attendants who want to serve us.
当然，我们在乘飞机的时候啊，空中的这些服务员他们会来服务我们。
We want them to help serve drinks and give snacks or help us.
我们当然希望他来给我们啊。服侍我们有带来喝的还有吃的点心包括来其他的一些帮助
and if you're reading the newspaper another one this morning problems with the flight attendants trying to do their work and getting in trouble or beginning to fight with those who are flying
如果你今天早上打开这个报纸的话你也看到我们有空中的一些服务的这些服务员他们正想要帮助服务这些乘客但是和乘客之间引起了一些一些纠纷了。
Watch this carefully, you'll see it in the news again and again and again.
所以你可以注意到这些关于这方面飞行方面的这一些乘客和乘务员之间的一些新闻请大家多多注意。
But what we really want on a plane is a very skilled expert pilot and co-pilot.
但是我们最最最最重要的，对我们来说，我们希望这个飞行员是非常非常有经验的飞行员和副驾驶。
We want these pilot and co-pilot to be with us and to really be attentive and fly that plane safely.
我们真是希望这个驾驶员和副驾驶真是和我们在一起，把这个飞机很安全的飞到目的地。
Today you're going to hear a small word named the word is with.
今天你会听到我们常常会提到这个字叫做与什么同在。
Can you say that with?
英文是 with.
Okay, can you say it in Chinese?
就是与同在。
But it differs, right? It depends, right? If it's with like, with sugar, you say what?
加糖。
When you say with chopsticks,
或者说我们要用筷子
okay. And when you say with you, can I go with you? You say.
或者我们说我能不能跟你一起去啊？或者。
So with is a very important word, but you have to know where to put the word in the sentence and that it matches up.
所以这个字虽然小，但是它在不同的地方引用的时候，它会变成不同的字，但是它非常重要。
With is a preposition and it has a very special place in any sentence.
所以这个讲与什么同在，它是一个介词啊，介名词啊，它也虽然它非常重要，放在哪里的位置定义了前后关系。
Because the with shows a relationship between a noun or a pronoun with another noun or a pronoun. So that's the key word that matches up a noun or a pronoun with each other.
所以它这个词这与什么同在然后和前面的名词和后面的介名词和代名词在一起表示他们之间的关系。
Oh, they're paying attention.
代名词。
How about, this is good, this is good. And so with is usually placed right before the word which expresses the object of the relationship.
所以它一般这个词我们说与什么同在在它后面这个词它表示是与谁在一起。
So I want you to listen today for the word with.
所以我希望你们今天常常能听到这个字，而且知道这个里面意义，就是这个与什么在或者在一起。
And there's going to be another large word that I want you to watch for. The word is covenant.
所以另外还有一个字比较大的词就是约，就是约。
If you have Psalm 46 in front of you, you'll notice if you look in verses 1-3.It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble.
如果你还有打开继续打开这个诗篇46的话，第一节是这样说：神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中的随时的帮助。
When trouble comes to us, we are assured that God will be present.
当我们遇到患难中的时候，我们会确信。神在我们当中
He will be present especially with those who loved him and who looked to him for security and strength.
特别他与这些爱他的人同在，保护他们。
Trouble comes in many forms.
我们的苦难、困难，显现的时候是不同，各种各样的，形式出现。
There are global floods and hurricanes.
我们可以说有全球方面的，一些水灾，或者是一些飓风。
Dangerous weather conditions and rising ocean waters.
包括一些，恶劣的气候，包括海水的，涨潮，哈。
There are refugees fleeing from war zones.
包括一些难民，他们从，战区，打仗的地方逃散。
There's a continual problem of homelessness.
我们仍然有许许多多的人，无家可归的人。
And increasing prices for rent and mortgages.
当然也房租费的一再的涨，和包括还有，借款，买房子的钱也继续的，利率也继续的涨。
And have you been noticing how many more distracted drivers there are when you drive?
也当你开车时，你可能也注意到许多人开车真是漫不经心的人很多。
Today, the U.S. government is struggling and analyzing our relationships with lots of countries, especially Syria and North Korea.
包括我们的政府也是一样，他常常在监视着我们，看我们和特别，一些世界上一些国家的关系，特别是两个国家，一个是韩国，北韩，还有个叙利亚。
Whether war will break out is very uncertain, but we are in times, of course, where there's trouble.
当然，战争如果爆发的话，这个也是很难说的，很难预料的。
But Psalm in verses 2 and 3, it assures us God is never surprised with trouble. It never takes him off guard.
但是诗篇这里讲到二到三节，神对这些所要发生的事情，他不是不知道的，他全然知道。
Now, when you come down through the psalm, you come to verse 7, and it says, The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
如果你一直看下来到第七节的时候，在这里说，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
This verse teaches us three very important titles for God.
因为在这里讲到这三节特别，讲到，有神有三个，冠冕和头衔。
The Lord of Hosts is his title of divine power.
因为讲到这万军，这个万军之耶和华讲的是神的神圣的，权力权柄。
With us is one of God's names, and we sang Emmanuel, God with us.
因为我们刚才唱的诗歌也是这样，神与我们同在，这叫以马内利。
And the third title, the God of Jacob, that's a title of a covenantal relationship.
第三个神的，头衔是雅各的神，讲的就是与立约的神。
So what are some of the principles that we can have to understand God's covenants or covenantal relationships?
所以这些就是讲到我们所要认识到的神，他是怎样的来立约的。
In the Bible, the picture of God's covenant or agreement is the main way that he shows a relationship with people between him and people. A covenantal relationship is how he shows that.
因为圣经里面就是讲到神怎样来和人来通过立约来建立起他们的关系。
The first example of a covenant relationship was between God and Adam and Eve.
所以第一个讲到神和人立约的就是神和亚当和夏娃所立的约。
He outlines his covenant of works with them, and then he states what they are to do, and then he gives them the consequences if they don't obey that.
所以神在他的约里面讲，跟亚当和夏娃他们所要给他们的任务，他们所要所做的，而且他们，哪些地方他们如果是违背了，最后的结果是什么？
Now remember, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and God was giving them the covenant relationship.There was no sin yet.
我们特别要记住，当时神给他们这个约的时候，那时候罪还不在其中。
Sin was not there in that perfect world yet.
因为在那个正是伊甸园里面，罪还没有出现。
And all their needs were going to be met by God because He promised this to them.
因为他们所需要的就是他们要与神同在。
But of course, He warned them there was one thing they were not to do: do not eat from the fruit. from the forbidden tree upon penalty of death. You will die on that day.
当然神也给他们警告说有一棵树上的果子你不能吃，你吃的那天必定死。
You won't die on that day. You will eventually die. But now, do not disobey me, or you're going to limit your life. You're going to limit your relationship with me. You're going to limit my protection.
所以并不是说神说你吃的那一天立刻就死，但是你会你的生命受到限制，你就会啊最终的结局就是死亡。
God's covenant here is a perfect gift.
所以这个约是一个非常非常好的一个礼物。
Obey and you live protected all.From all harm.
如果你守这个约，你就会一直长久，而且得到保护。
Disobey, and the game of life for you is over.
如果你不遵从，背弃了这个约，你就完了，你就结束了。
You disobey, and you will be without my covenantal provision, my protection, and my lasting peace, both inside you and outside you.
所以你如果真是遵守这个约，一直遵守这个约的话，你不但里面，你外面。都有神的同在和平安。
Brothers and sisters, today I think the Lord is encouraging us. He wants you to hear His heart, His covenant heart that wants to love us and be with us.
如今神他真是让我们知道他的心，他要与我们立约，他是爱我们。
His second covenant was with Noah.
他的第二个约和人立的约就是和挪亚立的约。
And in Genesis 9, 8 through 11, he says, Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you and with every living creature that is with you, that never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.
所以是在那个创世纪第九章哈第八节到十一节，他是这样跟挪亚说的，神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了。
Here's a question: What was the sign that God had done a covenant that He wouldn't destroy the earth again by what? What was the sign?
所以我再问一下，大家还知道这个水神这个立于这个约的记号是什么
？Do you see it? Do we see a lot of rainbows here?
你看到是彩虹哈，我们在这里常常看到彩虹。
Come with me to my home in Hawaii. You should really see rainbows.
所以如果你到我的家乡老家的是夏威夷的话，那里的彩虹非常的美。
But the symbol is a rainbow says, I have made a covenant with you. I promise I will never destroy the earth again by water.
所以这个彩虹它是代表的就是说神的应许它不再用洪水来这样毁灭地了。
God makes other biblical covenants and another one is Abraham with Abraham.
另外神也是在圣经里面讲到一个约是与亚伯拉罕立的约。
In Genesis 12, 1 through 2, he says, Now the Lord...said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I shall show you.
所以在这里耶和华跟亚伯兰当时还叫亚伯拉罕还叫亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族本家父家往我所要指示你的地方去我必叫你成为大国我必赐福给你你的名为大你也要叫别人得福。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
所以我已经先讲了读了第二节，我必叫你们成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And then he says, and in you, Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed.
所以他就讲亚伯拉罕他说所有的在你的家都要得福。
This is a wonderful covenant. It promises, the promises include land and descendants and God's presence and God's protection.
所以在这里神的这个约里面有讲到有赐给你地和你的后裔还有神的同在以及他的保护。
And so you see some covenants and now,comes that verse in 7:11, the God of Jacob. That is a title of a relationship that God made with Jacob.
所以下面又讲了一个圣经里面又讲了一个约是和雅各立的约。
Listen to the verses in Genesis 28, 13 through 15. And behold, the Lord said to Jacob, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
所以看是在在创世纪二十八章哈第十三节这样说的，耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Verse 14, your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south.
第十四节，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北展开，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
你和你的家都要因此而祝福。
Verse 15, Behold, I am with you.
第十五节，我也与你同在。
And I will keep you wherever you go.
你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你。
And I will bring you back to this land.
我也会领你归回这地。
For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
我总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
When God makes a covenant, it is not a business contract whose bottom line is usually profit for money.
当神在这里和人立约的时候，不像我们一般我们在这里所看到的好像是一个交易，做一个交易的约，那个主要的是为了挣赚钱。
A covenant is God's way to establish a relationship with people.
神他与人立的约目的是要和人建立这样的关系。
Now, there's that word, 关系。 There it is. Of the various people that I knowThe Chinese people with that word, guanxi, that relationship, I think the Chinese people have a very great word to describe what God is wanting to do, establishing that relationship.
因为讲到这个关系这个字他也常常听到我们中国人当中这个字用的非常的多，我们也非常能够明白真正的意义和神怎样能够建立起来关系。
In a biblical covenant, God always makes the first move.
我们在讲到神与人立约的时候，神总是第一步，他先起头。
People don't make the first move. God always makes the first move because he has the supreme power to authorize a legitimate covenant.
因为只有神他是采取了第一步，他先走出第一步，因为他有至高无上的权利来有这个权利来做这样的约。
People make various contracts with people.
我们人和人之间，我们可能之间互相有一些条约条款。
Some people break their promises in contracts.
但有些人也会我们不守这个合同。
But only God makes biblical covenants, and He will never fail to keep His part of the covenant.
但是我们的神，他所立的约，他从来不会违约。
If you want 100% sure investment, bet on God.He will not break his promises.
所以，如果你真的要做投资的话，你如果把你赌注是放在神上面，他一定不会让你失望。
In a biblical covenant, people, God is never an equal with the people that he covenants with.
我们讲到圣经里面讲到的约的时候，神与人立约的不是这两个都是平等的。
He is always greater than, always more holy than, and definitely perfect.
因为他总是伟大的，他总是圣的。他就是完全的。
Therefore, he makes the first move and he establishes the terms of his covenant.
所以他先其实先走这一步来和我们人来立约。
A biblical covenant is never between equal partners.
我们讲到圣经里面讲的这个约，从来不是这个立约的双方不是平等的。
God will never break his promise when he makes a covenant. It's people who you're not quite sure.Not quite sure if they're going to do their part.
所以当神这个立的约的时候，他是很确定的，他不是像人一样的，我们不能知道自己是不是能够真正的遵守。
And if you want to study a book, if you study a book to get a hold of of covenant, it's the book of Hebrews.
如果你真正要明白这个神所立的约的时候，最好的一本书就是希伯来书。
And God always seems to be saving His best for the last, and so His plans include the new covenant.
所以，好像我们神总是常常的把最好的留到最后，特别是讲到新约的时候。
When the New Testament describes the new covenant, it uses the word new and better.
所以讲到这个书讲到这个新约的时候，一个讲到这个字是新，还有一个是更美的、更美的约。
The new covenant is better because it is final, it is permanent, it is once and for all.
因为为什么这是更美的约呢？因为是它最后的一个约，而且是一个最最完善的一个约。
It is better.Because it has been secured and it has been mediated by Christ Himself, who has been given all authority in heaven and on earth.
因为这是更美的约，是因为我们有主耶稣这位中保，他做这个约的中保。
The new covenant is better because it is not given by human priests offering sacrifices, but Jesus is the priest, and when He offers it, it is the ultimate God-satisfying.Sacrifice.
因为这个我们讲更美的约，是因为这个做这个约的祭司不再是人，而是我们主耶稣他自己，他一次献上永远的祭，使神满意。
And Jesus is the only Son of God, and is perfectly holy, never disobeying His Father and never committing any sins.
因为是我们的主耶稣，他是神的儿子，他是这样的顺服，他从没有一次顶撞神、违背神。
So here's another question. In the Old Testament, the main covenant symbol, the symbol of what God wanted, do you remember what that was?
所以我们讲到旧约里面的一个立约的一个标志是什么呢？
Anybody?
还记得不记得当中？
Not Chinese. Circumcision.
就是割礼。割礼是作为一个旧约的一个标志，立约的神的标志。
And in the New Testament, the symbol, do you know what the symbol is?
如果讲到新约里面，那么代表新约的约是什么呢？
It's communion. It's the Lord's Supper.
就圣餐，就是主的圣餐，这是一个新约的标志。
That's the signal. That's the symbol. There's a new covenant.
就是讲这个主餐圣餐是代表新约的标志。
And when Jesus sat with his disciples in the Last Supper, he blessed the bread and the wine, and he said to his disciples, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many."
所以当那天晚上主耶稣被卖的那天晚上，他和他的门徒坐在一起。然后他祝福了这个杯和这个饼之后，他就告诉他们说，这个血我是为多人流出来的。
And so the blood of Christ is the ultimate payment for the sins of the world, of which all of us are guilty.
所以我们的主耶稣，他为了我们全人类的罪，他把他自己献上，作为一个永远的赎罪祭。
And any person who chooses to change his or her direction towards Jesus and confess the sins,
我们所有的人，我们愿意接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主，我们愿意承认我们的罪的时候，
and believe him as the payment for sins,
因为他所摆上的，他所献上的是我们的罪，
and confesses that with the mouth, with words,
我们当我们承认，用我们的嘴和心都承认的时候，
That person is saved and potentially set free.
所以那个人就已经是被拯救了，而且可以有这个被完全拯救的可能了。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, look at Psalm 46, verse 7. Verse 7 stands out, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold.
我们再回到这个诗篇46。第七节，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
I think I was trying to figure out how to illustrate this, and I think I have one idea.
我一直在想我怎么样能够用一些实际的东西能和大家来解释我们的啊刚才读的，我用这个架子，这个是什么？这是什么
？Book holder, OK, so.
所以这是一个书啊，夹书的哈啊，把夹书的。
Verse seven.
So 一个是啊，代表诗篇的第七节。
8, 9, 10.
然后呢，第八、九、十。
And then verse 11.
然后到了第十一节，诗篇的第十一节。
The original 7:11.
所以我们讲到原来的开始。
So you have verse 7 and verse 11, same thing. It's like the other half of the book holder of the bookend. Thank you.
所以这样好，一个是开头，一个是结尾，就把这两个七啊，从第七节开始，八九十到十一节，把这个段落概括在一起。
How many of you who are married sometimes find that one person is like a bookend? And the other person is down the line, different, but also like a bookend, holds the thing together.
所以你们当中啊，一些啊结婚的有没有这个感觉？好像夫妻之间的感觉，就是一个是在这个书架的头，另外一个在跟他虽然不一样，在另外一个尾，但是这两个放在一起的时候，把整个啊整个这个家就托起来了。
So verse 7 and 11, same words.The idea, and it's framing it. It's holding it together. 8, 9, 10. That's the content.
在我们刚才读的诗篇里面也是一样，第七节和第十一节把这个八九十完全的概括托住。
8, 9, 10, we see a picture of peace from desolation, peace from wars, and peace from weapons of war.
所以我们在这里第八节看到讲到这里的地的荒凉，然后后面有第九节讲到。这些刀兵的事情这些断枪折弓的事情。
And because God is the ultimate authority, all people are encouraged to stop their efforts to try and take over God's authority.
所以因为神是他全能大能的神，他要求我们不要去动任何是属于神所要做的事情。
People are warned in these verses, stop trying to gain control over God.
所以在这里特别讲到第十节说，你们不要想做来控制神的事情。
Stop fighting his rule, let him be the supreme ruler, because he is holy and loving and merciful.
你不要再违背他的旨意和旨命，因为他我们要安静，我们要安静他在前面，因为他是慈爱的神，公义的神。
Okay, and now verse 10, beautiful verse, often quoted, sometimes out of context.But a tremendous verse for very, 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 very busy people.
所以第十节是非常非常重要，特别是对我们这些非常非常非常忙碌的人是非常非常的重要。
Do we have any busy people here?
我们当中有没有许多人非常忙碌的人在我们当中
？Can you feel your motor racing now? Do you have things that you're trying to do in your mind? Go home, cook dinner, whatever. Clean up, get the...Are you racing?
所以现在是不是脑子里面这思想？等会儿我回到家里面该做什么？烧这个菜，烧那个菜，或者什么事要做？是不是我们脑子里面一直在这样子在不停的转动
？Sometimes it's not a matter of things you have to do. It's that you want control over the circumstances.
有的时候我们并不是讲好像什么事情一定要做，好像是你心里面一直要想我要把这个事摆定，一定要把这些事摆定。
So if you work harder and line up everything.Then you believe you'll have peace because you've lined everything up and you are in control and you can see the line looks good.
当你在忙碌的时候，要把这些事情一个个的安排的非常的完美的时候，你心里面可能就有你好像有平安了，你好像就稳妥了。
So verse 10 says, stop striving, cease striving, be still, and in your stillness, then you will know that I am God.
因为第十节这样说，你们要停下来，你们要歇下来，你们到停下来之后，就知道我是神。
Cease striving, be still. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth.
所以他说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在万邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
In order to know God more intimately, people.We must learn to be biblically still and biblically quiet and biblically calm.
所以我们真正的我们要和主神有这样亲密的认识的关系，我们一定要安静安息和在他的面前平静。
God wants faith in Him, not fear and anxiety in our lives.
因为神要我们在他对他是有我们的信心，而不是胆怯。
People who want to know God more deeply must stop trying to control the circumstances, trying to control people, and trying to control the future.
所以我们人如果要真正要想认识神的话，我们就不要老是我们自己来抓住一切的事情，我们要控制人，控制环境。
Instead, people are encouraged to practice surrendering their efforts, their attitudes, their actions to God and leave Him in control.
所以我们要真正的做的是，我们把一切都要交托，我们要完全的交托给神，让神来做一切的主宰。
People who want to know God more deeply have to stop struggling with making their wills and their purposes and their goals the highest priority in life.
所以对那些认识神比较深的人，他们已经不再与神摔跤，想要他们自己的意念、心思意念来成就，他们乃是要神的心思意念成就。
Remember, but seek first the mortgage payment. No.
所以我们讲的是寻求。就怎么样？是不是讲到我们就会得到付贷款的钱呢？
But seek first the highest academic degrees possible.
所以我们是不是在这寻求？是不是寻求我们最高的学历学位？
No, no. Seek first what?
我们的祈求寻求。
And these other things, yeah, that's not a guarantee. That is a, and you'll get a better picture of what's really important.
所以你祈求就能真正寻求神的话，你就能得到真正得到的，其他的也会加给你。
Yeah. And if education is important to you, then go after it. Go get it.
对教育来讲，得到高学位是对你非常重要，你就去做。
But don't let it get bigger than God, which often happens.
但你不要让这个事超过神。
People must learn to let go and let God.
所以我们有的时候我们必须得学习，有的事情我们必须让它过去。有的事情必须让神来去做。
And when we struggle to keep control and to make life about ourselves, God seems to be more distant and seems to be unknowable.
所以当我们自己在我们的生活当中挣扎的时候，我们要控制我们自己的前途的时候，好像神离我们是这么的远，好像是不可摸一样。
Because sin is at the heart of all of our self-obsessions.
因为是罪在我们里面做了这样的阻隔。
So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. It is said twice, not only for emphasis, but because it's the covenantal relationship title of God. He wants to covenant with us. He wants to let us know we need to let Him do life. Don't struggle and don't make it our job.To line everything up, He's the one that can do this.
所以在诗篇第七节和第十一节两句是一样，万军之耶和华与我们同在。雅各的神是我们的避难所，他要让我们知道他是神，他不要我们自己在为我们自己的事情而挣扎而烦恼，让他能够让把他作为我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we're at number two here, and don't get discouraged. You look along this and go, oh no.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我现在讲到是第二条三，当然不要觉得哎呦，刚刚才到这里，后面还会很长。所以我会掌握这时间，关于这时间，我们大概还有多少时间？现在是十一点。你认为我可能把所有的都讲完吗？所以你想可能要到今天下午了才能讲完。我们最好不是只到今天下午。
I'll move us along. I got it. I'm watching this. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. Hopefully, I'll hear Him.
我有手表在掌握时间。
Okay. When we look at number two, Jesus with His disciples.
所以我们讲到第二条的时候，耶稣与他的门徒同在，在一起的时候。
Did Jesus want to be with His disciples?
耶稣是不是很愿意和他的门徒在一起？所以有的时候他是不是觉得他们门徒好像是使得他很烦恼哈？
He was he'd say there's lessons, learn the lessons of the loaves.
因为他有的时候觉得觉得这些门徒好像太慢了，又特别讲到这个面包和酵的事情的时候。
And his disciples would say, who brought the bread? Who has the sandwiches?
所以他的门徒在问大家的时候，谁有面包，谁带了面包来的时候。
He said, I just fed miraculous people with bread, and they're talking about more food. I'm talking about life principles.Talking about the lesson of the loaves.
所以耶稣他是在讲，他在讲这个生命里面讲的，讲到这个生命里面的生命的粮的时候，那门徒把它理解成认为是面，他们忘了带面包，所以在问大家谁带了面包。
Folks, the Last Supper assures us that Jesus wanted to be with his disciples.
最后的晚餐正证明了主耶稣他愿意和他的门徒在一起。
He loved them.
他爱他们。
Some of them were stubborn.
虽然有些人比较迟钝，顽固。
Some of them were out of step with the Lord sometimes.
所以有的人他们完全跑，有的是跑到前主的前面。
Peter even corrected Jesus. He rebuked him and says, "You're wrong."
所以包括彼得还记得，他也说主耶稣你错了。
And Jesus recognized Satan in him and said, "Get back from me."
所以主耶稣就说撒旦你退我后去。
And of the 12 there, you remember there was one, Judas, who was going to betray him for 30 silver coins.
所以你还记得12个人当中，其中有一个叫犹大的，他是要卖耶稣的，而且要卖30个铜钱。
I call that the worst financial transaction in all of history.
我认为这个是一个最世界上最最肮脏的一个最糟糕的一个经济交易。
But to fill the scriptures,Judas was going to betray Christ, and he was sitting there with him among the other 11.
这也是为了要应验圣经里面所讲的，所以这个犹大他是要卖主耶稣。
And he wanted to tell them, this blood, this symbol, this supper is poured out for many. It's a sign of the new covenant.
所以主耶稣他是要说，告诉大家，他的血是为多人流出来的，是要立了一个新约。
So Jesus wants to be with disciples. He does want to be with us, even though sometimes nobody else wants to be with us.
主耶稣确确实实要和他门徒在一起，他也要和我们在一起。虽然我们有的时候并不想和他在一起。
And in Peter and John, Acts 4:13, there's this wonderful statement. Great.
因为彼得和约翰是在里面，他有这样的一个宣告。
This is after the resurrection.
这是在主耶稣升天之后，复活之后。
4:13 says, "Now as they, the religious leaders and the government leaders, observed the confidence of Peter and John, and they understood that they were uneducated and they were untrained men, they knew these two things: they were not trained and they were uneducated."
因为在使徒行传第四节十三。节里面是这样说，说到彼得和约翰，说他们看见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。因为彼得和约翰都是这样的，没有可以说没有就受过教育的人，但他如今他们所讲的，竟然是能够让别人这么的稀奇，认定他是跟过耶稣。
And they were amazed.
所以这些人看到就是说很稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever tried to amaze people with your resumes, your education, and your training? Have you ever tried to do that?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有去要把自己给别人一个非常非常好的一个印象，惊奇包括你要准备你的履历表的时候要说你能够做什么的时候。
I have.
我有特别是找工作的时候。
And I was pleased that by my training and by my education that I could be hired to train teachers of English in China. I was very fortunate because I guess I have the right credentials. I did have the right credentials.
Yeah, 我特别是因为我所被训练的，包括我的学位我能够表现自己，是我能够到中国去也教其他的老师们特别是英文。
And when I came into mainland China to train Chinese teachers who were from 25 to 60 years old, who used to teach Russian, but now they're going to teach English. They wanted me to be a 专家, a foreign expert.
专家。所以当我在中国在教这些老师们的时候从25岁一直到60岁，他们有的人是原来是教俄语的老师，但他现在要成为英语老师，他们都把我当作是英语的专家。
But Peter and John didn't trust their credentials. The people were amazed because what they saw was not the list of degrees or the training. What they saw in the men was what?
我们讲到彼得和约翰，他并不是以他们自己的学位学历来使别人稀奇，他们要让他们稀奇的是什么？
They had been with Jesus.
所以彼得和约翰，他们让他们其他人稀奇的是看到他们是认定他们是跟过耶稣的。
That's what they saw. How did they see that? They saw these two men have been with Jesus. That's what we recognize. Not their credentials, not their education, not their training, not their smarts. They had been with him.
所以这里他们两个让别人看到他们是跟过耶稣的，并不是靠着他们的学历、他们的所受的训练或者他们的聪明才智。他们让他们看到他们是确确实实跟过主耶稣。
And because they'd been with him, they were not afraid to speak boldly.
因为他们是这样的跟过主耶稣，他们所讲的话是没有一句是空话。
And because they had been with Jesus not only for 3 years plus, they were also being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the book of Acts. Jesus has risen. Holy Spirit has come.
因为他们不但是跟过主耶稣3年多，而且他们是被圣灵充满的。
And so they proclaim broadly, there is salvation under no other name except Jesus given to people on earth. They were not afraid of being punished. They were not afraid of people because they had been with Jesus.
因为他们可以正是这样大胆的宣告，因为他们跟过耶稣，所以他们自己看到不怕任何的迫害。他们说他们看到是除了耶稣之外没有别的拯救，在人间没有任何其他的拯救。
The more time, quality time that we spend with Jesus, the less we will be intimidated by the opinions of others and the more courage we are going to have.
所以如果我们真正的一直跟主耶稣的时间越长越久的时候，我们就不会在乎人的话语或者在乎这些人的说法。
So our brother Rick Warren prays this. He says, I want to spend more time with you, Lord, every day.
因为有一位叫Warren 的他是说我愿意花更多的时间在你的面前祷告。
I want to get to know you personally.
我真是要我自己亲自的要认识你。
I want to be so full of joy and courage that people will see it and they will say.
所以我真是愿我里面有充满你的完全的喜乐，让人狗看见我的时候也会这样说。
This person has been with Jesus.
这个人是跟过耶稣的。
Jesus is influencing this person.
因为耶稣是在他的生命里面影响他。
I can see Jesus in this person.
我可以看见他的里面有耶稣。
This person is being led and guided by Jesus, the Son of God.
因为这个人是由主耶稣神的儿子所引导所指导的。
Really being with Jesus will change the way that we look and the way that we act and the way that we speak.
所以我们如果是真正是跟随主的话，我们的所有的行事为人都会改变。
Okay, brothers and sisters, I'm on number three.
好，弟兄姐妹们，我现在到了第三条。
God with us, Jesus with his disciples, Holy Spirit with people.
所以我们讲到神与人同在，耶稣和他的门徒同在，圣灵与我们同在。
With,
都是讲到与什么同在，与什么同在。
Now, you have the Holy Spirit in John 16:8-15, and he deals with non-Christians and he deals with Christians.
所以在这里讲到圣灵与人同在，这里讲到圣灵与基督徒同在，圣灵怎样来指导还不是基督徒的。
How many of you have
have ever tried to be to play the Holy Spirit with people.
所以我们当中有多少人可能好像扮演这角色，好像是圣灵在对待其他的人的角色。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Let me show you what the Holy Spirit's job is. Let me see if we have taken some of His job or tried to take some of His job.
我们先来看一看圣灵他的工作是什么，是不是我们有的时候常常在做他的工。
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He's called the Helper to true followers of Christ.
所以耶稣他说他会差遣圣灵保惠师来伴随真正的信徒。
In the book of Acts, he is with the believers and he is in the believers.
所以在使徒行传里面讲他是与他是与这些圣徒们同在，也在圣徒们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit will deal with the world system and the worldly people who are usually anti-God.
所以圣灵也会怎样来教导或者对付这些世人，世人是这些没有认识神的人。
Here's three focuses in the word that the Holy Spirit will do.
所以这里有三条是特别讲圣灵他们所要做的工作。
The Holy Spirit working with non-Christians will convict the world's people of sin because they do not believe that Jesus is the only Son of God. You can see it right in that verse.
所以圣灵的其中一个工作是叫这个世界上为罪来自己审判自己。
The second thing he'll do is he will convict the world of righteousness. In other words, living personally and holy lives that please God. He will do the job of convicting them that their lives are not living as God wants them to live. He will do this.
圣灵另外一个工作就是讲为义，要让世人也是为义来自己责备自己，因为我们神要的是我们的个人，每一个人都要活出来一个圣洁的生活。
And then the Holy Spirit will convict the world of God's judgment because Satan, the ruler of this world system, is already judged and he has been declared guilty of evil, rebellion, and opposing God throughout history. He has been judged and found guilty.
因为第三个是为了审判，也是为了审判要世人来自己责备自己，因为这个世界的王撒旦已经被审判了，他已经是犯罪。
So we want to pray as Christians that the Holy Spirit will not only do His job, but that we will be able to let Him do His job, speak God's truth in love, but not try to do His work of convicting the unbeliever of their lives. The Holy Spirit will do the convicting.
所以我们基督徒也是一样，我们在这里面是我们要认我们自己罪，然后我们让圣灵来做对待世人的审判的工作。刚才前面讲到的三点。
I tried to do this with a classmate of mine, with a classmate. I tried to convict this person of sin.
所以我其中我也试过，好像要来我的一个室友这个同班的同学，我想来让他来指出他的罪，想要他来自己责备自己。
Because I was trying to convict with my Bible verses, I was doing the work in the convicting. I almost lost that friendship.
所以我呢是自己坚信我是按照圣经的原则，我来这样的来教导他，但是我差一点就我们的关系就断了。
It took me 15 years to apologize and to get our friendship back on track with each other.
当我这样子做的时候，花了我用了15年的时间。来恢复我们之间的关系。
I tried to convict this person of sin. I tried. I didn't let the Holy Spirit do it. I did it.
因为是我在这里要来指责他，要指出他的罪来，而不是让圣灵来指出他的罪来，来让他来自责。
It was awful.
他说这是非常不好受的一个经历。
We are to judge sin inside the church.But observe it outside. We're not to judge sin outside. By judge, I mean trial and jury. We are to judge sin inside the church. God will take care of the outsiders. I think you can see that in scriptures.
So, 我们的工作，我们在教会教内，我们是要来可以定罪，我们要对付罪。但是对待世界上的人的话，我们让圣灵来去做这个工作，来审判他们。
So, when you gather at family gatherings or places where there are non-Christians.
当我们一个家庭我们在一起我们在聚集的时候，当中可能也有一些还没有信主的，
Don't play Holy Spirit.
我们不要来做应该是圣灵所做的工作。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will convict people.
我们祷告，为他们祷告，我们让圣灵来在这里来做一个让他们自责的工作。
Listen, what if you have a scripture that's true and the timing is right and the dosage is right, then carefully share it.
当时候对的时候不管什么时候的时候正好的非常好的时机的时候，你就可以向他们来传福音。
He knows how to convict people of their sins. Let's let him do it. We'll be faithful, but we will be praying for him to do this.
因为我们知道圣灵，他知道他有他的时间，怎样来让人能够知罪然后我们的工作就是祷告，让圣灵在里面做工。
Now comes the good news. Now for the Christians, here comes the Holy Spirit. Here's his job with us. It's great news.
然后对我们基督徒来讲，圣灵这是一个非常好的消息。圣灵他要在我们身上所做的工作。
This is great.
这是非常好。
He will guide Christians into biblical truth. Into biblical truth. He will guide us there.
因为圣灵这位保惠师，他会带领我们圣徒，我们基督徒进入一切的真理。
How many of you have memorized scripture?
有多少人当中能够背圣经的？
And the Awana people raise their hands.
我们知道这个 Awana 的这些孩子们，他们可以举手。
Our four grandkids are in the Awana program, and they really like it.
所以我有四个孙子孙女，他们是在 Awana 里面，他们非常的喜欢。
And our four grandkids, they can really memorize scripture.
他们可以真正的记住背住圣经。
I don't want to get in a match with them.
然后我真是不想跟他们比。
Because they're right there, and the Holy Spirit, when that scripture is inside a Christian,
当这些神的话语在基督徒里面的时候
，the Holy Spirit can go get the file. He can go find it. Have you ever noticed in talking to somebody, here comes a verse?
所以圣灵他就会在里面在你的里面寻找，让神的话语点燃。所以如果是神的话语，你有神的话语在里面，这个圣灵他会找到，他会来让他显明出来。
Have any of you lost files that you didn't back them up?
都没有，有没有当中一些人我们的电脑里面如果丢失了一些文件的话，没有办法，如果我们没有储存好的话，另外一个地方储存。
Some are losing files because of natural aging, right?
所以有的时候可能
we won't go there.
有的时候我们忘记一些东西，我们可能是我们比较老了忘记了。
So the Holy Spirit will guide Christians into all biblical truth.
所以圣灵他会带领圣徒们进入一切的真理。
He will also teach and disclose Jesus, who he is, and future events.
因为他也会告诉我们谁主耶稣真正是谁是主耶稣他也会让我们想起主耶稣所说的话。
No one except God.However, knows the date and time when Jesus will return to earth for a second time. Jesus said it, there's nobody who knows it, not even Jesus. That's what he says. Only the Father knows when he's sending Jesus back.
因为主耶稣也告诉我们主耶稣第二次再来的时间是没有人知道的，除了只有父知道，只有父他自己知道。
So the third thing he will do, and some of you are sensing, that the Lord's return is getting closer and closer and closer. Yes.
你们当中其实是不是有很多人觉得我们的主再回来的日子越来越近了？
You're sensing that, and throughout the world,
你们有这个感觉？
Christians who are also sensing that. I'd like to say the Holy Spirit's probably keeping some Christians very alert and living alertly.
所以圣灵也是同样做的工作，使得我们的基督徒在里面非常的警惕、警醒预备着主的再来。
How many people got on the ark with Noah.
所以我们当中人多少人跟那个挪亚一起上了这个方舟的？
Amen.
我们当中有多少？我们有几个？总共几位？八位。
They believed that they were alerted to the fact that there was a flood coming.
他们因为他们知道被警告，他们知道这洪水要来了。
Can you imagine the horror when God and it says God.Close the doors of the ark, and nobody else could get in. Imagine, you can only tread water for so long, right?
所以你可以不可以想象那个时候是多么可怕的、恐惧的事情？当这个挪亚方舟这个方舟里面的门关起来的时候，没有人再能进去的时候，那个是最非常的恐怖。
Can you imagine the pounding on the walls of the ark?
你可以想象有多少人在那里敲那个门，他们在浮在水上，他们想要进去。
Can you hear your neighbor's voice calling out to you to open the door?
你能不能听见你的邻居也在这里敲门，所以他们要你开门？
Can you hear those people? They said they were doing business as usual, normal things, and they missed the warnings.
你可以想象到许多人不把这个事情 当作习以为常，但是当事情发生的时候他们是来不及的。
And so the Lord can prompt the future some of the future things, but never give the date and time. Don't have to pray about asking when exactly is he coming.
但主是告诉我们他会要再来，但是你要知道具体的确切的日子他是没有告诉我们的。
And the last is that the Holy Spirit will alwaysglorify Jesus, not himself.
因为还有圣灵的工作，他来了是要荣耀主耶稣基督。
And so you have three, you have God with us, Jesus with his disciples, Holy Spirit with non-Christians and Christians, with people.
所以我们在这里讲到三个，神与人同在，讲到主耶稣和他的门徒同在，圣灵和信主的和没信主的都同在。
Okay, so last night I was getting ready, and I thought, oh, it'd be nice if I could illustrate this.
所以昨天晚上我想了一下，哎，我可以这样来解释一下。
All illustrations are limited.
我们所有的做这里表演演示都是有限的哈。
I said, okay, Psalm verse 7, verse 11, and then the Holy Spirit, God the Father with people, Jesus with his disciples, and then the Holy Spirit with people.And I thought, well, there's three. There's a triangle. It's a trinity, right?
So we're talking about, we're 三合一的神，神与人同在，主耶稣与人同在，然后圣灵与人同在，这就是一个三角形。
I put it together, and
我们把它放在一起的时候
，it looks like a triangle.
所以你看上去好像把放在一起的时候，就像一个三角形一样。
God with his people.
神与人同在。
Jesus with his disciples.
耶稣与他的门徒同在。
And the great, great, great gift beyond salvation, the Holy Spirit to empower us, to guide us, to glorify Jesus, to warn us of things to come. We are, brothers and sisters, we are loaded.
所以这是这位圣灵保惠师来到这里，是要来让我们认识，更加认识耶稣，来荣耀耶稣，让父神而从而认识父神。这三位在一起做的非常美妙荣耀的工作。
And so let me just end with this.
让我们来这样的结束。
John 14:1-6, you're familiar. Sometimes you hear this at memorial services.
我们讲到这里约翰福音14:1-6是这样，我们常常有的时候会听到，好像是在我们做追思礼拜的时候可能会听到。
It is the beautiful promise.To not let our hearts be troubled.
我们知道，我们不要让我们的心里面受到责备。
Believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is speaking.
所以你们信神，你们也要信我。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
因为在父的家有许多的地方。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
如果没有的话，我就会早就告诉你们了。
I never lie to you.
我不会我讲的都是真话。
Because I go to prepare a place for you.
因为我去是为你们预备地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
如果我为你们预备的地方，
I will come again and I will receive you to myself.
我也会来接你们。
That where I am, there.You may be also.
因为我在哪里，你们也要在哪里。
The point is not so much the place that he's preparing, I think. It's that fact that we're going to be with him forever.
我们讲的并不是主耶稣他要为我们预备的地方那么的重要，关键的是他与我们同在。
And brothers, when you get to that place that he's prepared, don't compare your place with other people's places.
所以当你弟兄姐妹们，当你真正到了那个地方的时候，不要再比较那个地方和其他的我们所有的其他的地方。
I won't compare my house with yours. That's like, what's that for?
我们也不要比较我的住的地方和你住的地方。
That's not the point. The point is not the place, but the person.
我 我们不我们讲的强调的地方倒不是真正地方，我们讲的是人，我们要与他同在的人。
He says to his disciples who've been with him for many years, and the Holy Spirit who's in him, and you know the way where I am going.
所以他说啊，你与我们啊同在那么多年，而且圣灵也与同在的时候，你会知道那条路。
And here comes the disciples just like us. And Thomas says to him, Lord.We don't know the way where you are going. How do we know the way?
所以啊，你这时候门徒里面当中有人说了，主啊，我们不知道那条路。
And he says, great word that you can eat off of. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody, no person comes to the Father but through me.
所以主耶稣在这里啊，就是非常啊一个伟大的话，他就说了：“我就是道路、真理和生命。如果啊没有人啊经过我，就不能到父那里去。”
One suggestion: If you talk to people and the talk comes down to there are many roads to heaven, there are many philosophies, there are many ways to heaven. If it comes down to that argument,
如果你当和人啊交谈的时候，如果谈到啊去天堂的话。有各个道路，好像各个道路通罗马一样的时候
，quote Jesus，
你们在这里就要拿主耶稣的话来说。
Let them go head to head with what Jesus has declared。
让他们自己眼睛自己能看到，能自己面对主耶稣的话。
I mean, use your brain, but don't be the Holy Spirit. Quote with Jesus. If they want to go head to head with Jesus and contest that He's the way, the truth, the life.And that nobody, other people can get to God in other ways. Let them sit on this one and in love, let them massage it and work on that.
所以让我们真正有智慧，我们不是啊来扮演圣灵的角色，乃是让他们自己面对主的自己的话，让他们里面来让主的话来冲击他们。
So brothers and sisters, it has been very good to be with you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我非常高兴。与你们一起在一起。
But God has been with us.
因为神还与我们同在。
Jesus has been with us, and especially those who are true believers.
特别是主耶稣基督与我们同在，特别是我们这些真正的他的门徒。
And the Holy Spirit is with unbelievers, and the Holy Spirit is with believers, and He knows how to do His work.
而且圣灵保惠师他也与圣徒们同在，也与这些还没有认识的人一样的与他们同在，他知道怎样在这里面做这样的工作。
Thank you for listening.
我们谢谢你们的在这里的耐心的听。
I did it.
是的，我还是比较准时了，我还比较准时。
谢谢你。
谢谢。